Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of a USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, our resident doctor of physics. And Richard Allen Miller has a PhD, and he is a, we call him Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Rick, just to recap, oh, by the way, I just looked at our ratings, and I'm not kidding about this class. Rick, I'm not kidding. Our ratings right now are the highest they've been in years. So it seems to me that people are really, and I'm not kidding, people are really interested in learning about physics and history and things that, well, we didn't learn in school. So just to recap what we talked about during the first hour, we talked about Big Ben in London being the model for the Baby Ben. And the Baby Ben was the timer that was used in the first space launch for the reflective satellite, which was called Echo. And then back in the 1950s, there was another satellite called Echo 1. But Echo 1 really wasn't the first one. The first one was called Echo. And then we talked about... Baby Ben being the timer, the mechanical timer for the launch of the first reflective satellite, and how there was the Duracell, which was a result of the Mallory battery company not being able to make a leak-proof dry cell, but Eveready did, and they came up with a battery that they said had 9 lives. That was their claim to fame, and it wouldn't leak. Because they invented Saran Wrap. And then Rayovac batteries, we talked about them, and they still leak. And then we talked about the thermo-Kazarian effect of gasoline molecules when they're heated and cooled. So that you can buy gasoline in the early part of the day and save money. And if you do this over a lifetime, you might save a couple percent on your total lifetime fuel expenses. So you should do that. And, and then we talked about the Volkov transformer with the hydrogen in the Clark belt and how that was, we first thought that was going to be a big problem, there would be an explosion, but in the absence of oxygen, hydrogen does not explode. So we really didn't have to worry about that. Then we talked about Bakelite and how it cracks when it's exposed to the zarcometric effects and the solar winds. And then we talked about the Emerson Fan Company, and because of one guy making a mistake and putting the fan blade on backwards caused Emerson to lose their customers in the fan business. So they had to become an air conditioning company and make air conditioning compressors and using a refrigerant because the companies didn't want a fan that blew backwards. I mean, people would talk about Emerson. They say, well, why would you buy one of those? The fans blow backwards. So, I mean, it just about killed the entire company until they figured out that air conditioning compressors were the way to go. And then we talked about the parachute company that made these, we'll call them convex parachutes that were tethered to the east and west sides of the reflective ball, and they were used by the fan to put the ball right in the box. And that company that made those was the International Latex Company. And you know them today. They have a different name.
Is that Legos?
No, that's Playtex. Playtex.
Oh, I thought it was.
Cross your heart. Yeah, they made the parachutes.
Huh.
Well, actually, first they made the parachutes, and they said, this is such a good idea. There must be something we could use these things for. So they put two of them together, and they used the bridge truss construction principle. And they... Do you remember Cross Your Heart, Playtex? Remember that?
that how we change the ratings?
The bridge trust technology?
Yeah.
I don't know. But seriously, the ratings are up.
Imagine that. Because we're doing nonsense. Imagine that. I don't get it, but I got it. George, I think the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plains.
So Rick, seriously, our ratings have improved during the previous hour and 10 minutes of newspeak, doublespeak. Seriously. And I didn't get a chance to talk about the tertiary longitude or some of the other scientific terms that we were going to discuss. Maybe in another broadcast we can talk about...
What did you want to talk about? I'm good for it. You know, I'm always game for it. Let's do it, you know.
So, Rick, what was your reaction to that non-stop hour and 10 minutes of almost pure nonsense?
Well, it felt like doing TV.
Did it really?
A jiggle, TV. So, you know, like, clearing the mind, letting it just kind of flow wherever it really wanted to, and not really trying to be precise.
Mm-hmm.
But we were.
A lot of the things that we said were real terms, but they were intermixed with other words in a sentence that were absolutely fictitious.
Okay. Well, so, you know, I'd really like to go back to the space program and actually talk about exactly what is and is not truly happening. You know, they used to blow holes in the ionosphere so that they could get an astronaut through that without, you know, somehow turning him into fried chicken, Colonel Sanders style.
Well, and that was always a problem. It really was. And I don't think we solved
it. Well, that's what HARP and other things were used, was to create these holes in the ionosphere and the Van Allen belt so that they could slide something through quick. But once you got out on the other side, you're still getting gamma rays. And guess what happens next? Your LD50 ratio is lethal dose 50. That means exposure to that amount of radiation, 50% die right out of the gate. And so did
so
the
in
moon
all
landing happen?
So in all seriousness,
what's that?
In all seriousness, I believe what you're saying. And so we're actually going back to real science, not doublespeak now.
Why?
So in real
science. Let's doublespeak and see if they can figure out when we really are starting to do confabulation, because that's what conspiracy is truly all about. A little bit
right,
of this
so,
and
so,
a whole lot of that. And you remove
if
the
I understand,
because, you know, it's just for flavor.
So if I understand what you're saying, so the Lucarian effect of the explosion by boring the hole in the ionosphere that would temporarily push away the radioactive particles so we could sneak through before it closed back up.
That's why they had timing on why that missile had to go when it did and when they were 5, 4, 3. I mean, because when they had to go through that hole, and the Challenger was when they tried to do a cavitation ball around it so that they could protect the astronauts with a cavitation air bubble or something that would allow it to do into outer space without having to go through the Van Allen belt. That's what the Chinese did with their supersonic torpedo.
All right, so are we still doing that? But because I'm concerned
yes
about
and
the
no.
holes.
It's all part of hokey pokey, and you turn your left foot and turn it all about. You know,
but
doesn't have the answers any more than religion. In fact, they're the same thing from different sides with Malcolm somehow in the middle. And when you realize that science has a bunch of assumed truths, did you know that you know, the shortest distance between two points is no longer a straight line. Now, that assumption allowed us to create and understand our universe as being round and balls out in space. However, space and time are not real. They're not really real. What they are confabulations in the way man, not dolphin, think. And we gather things in this way. David Bohm wrote his book, Implicate Order, where he talked about different similarities and similar differences. And what that led to was the whole concept of, now that we know that space is no longer a straight line between one point and another, that it actually is curved, well, now with tensor math, I can prove the Earth's flat. So, is the Earth flat or round? And the correct answer is yes, because space, as we conceive it, is an assumed truth with definitions. And that's where science fails.
And when you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you said that the shortest distance between two points is no longer a straight line. So
In solid state physics, we observed a thing called event horizons and precursor waves. Part of the crystal would send a notice through the rest of the crystal that an event was about to happen. It was, the future talking about what is about to happen.
So when Stephen Hawking was talking about the Gablewick transition, and he said that, for example, if you have like 2 points, like an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and you have one point at the top of the page and one point at the bottom of the page, you think, well, you could just measure that with a ruler how far they are apart. But if you were to fold that piece of paper, bend it in the shape of a C, so you bring the top of the page closer to the bottom of the page, you have the Gablewick transition. And then, so it's actually shorter distance. Is that what you're talking about?
Sort of like trying to form a rapid transit system from Zurich to Fermilabs in Chicago. Uh-huh. CERN. That's what they're doing. They're bending space. That's the so-called God particle. That's the idea that space is curved and that we can tunnel going from here to there and do something instantaneous outside of space-time. Time is also not real. What it is a basic a confabulation of the way you store memory. And a duration is a concept that was developed on terms of how you define something. Are we there yet? And time is experienced.
And that's the age-old question. That's the age-old question. You said it right there. I mean, that's the point. So when we talk about CERN and we talk about just this tunneling effect, we're talking about using an enormous amount of energy to get from here to there.
Well, no, a lot of... Okay, gamma ray comes in from outer space. It hits a crystal and it causes lattice damage, just like the darkening in your plastic that we were talking about earlier in a sports car. At some point, plastic turns dark and you have to replace it because of sunlight.
And so that explains why we have to get new headlights all the time with these new plastic headlights. And we did, glass was better, right? Glass didn't tarnish quite as quickly, right? But plastic. So that actually rearranges the molecules on the surface of the Lexan lenses. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
I have no idea. You know, it's all done with.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Oxytril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you would like to learn more about physics and science, you can go to Dr. Richard Allen Miller's website. And you can buy his books. And if you get them directly from him, you can have them autographed and personalized. And that's what mine are. And those are the most important books in my collection, the ones that have been personalized by the author, like Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So that website,
you know, I should say something, Vincent, that my website has been experiencing burps. That means the bandwidth, because I did something stupid. What I did is I put all my ebooks and the metaphysics on my same site for downloading when people would order them. Well, some of those are over a gigabyte each. And even though I have so-called unlimited bandwidth, my current server has got some serious flaws, because when I went in to try to make an order, what would happen is that it would forget my zip code, and I'd have to go back, and it would say that's not listed, and I couldn't place the order. Now, we're moving everything over to a Dropbox so that we, you know, everything's going to be, hopefully that's going to take care of the problem. But be persistent. If you want to order from me, that's one of the things that I'm now learning about websites and why you do things this way over that way. And, you know, nobody knows these things until you figure them out for yourself, because there's no book out there that runs it down to you. You know, I thought I was hacked. I probably was. And bandwidth. So just be persistent, because I'm fixing it as we... What I did is I put a big download library, free books down, downloaded. That was a great thing, except that when you do that, it slows my site down. People sure. can't order books, sure. even though I've given them away free.
And what you're talking about is kind of like gardening. And, you know, those who say, I got some seeds, I'm good to go, so when the collapse happens, I'll just plant my seeds. Well, if you don't experience planting seeds and seeing how it actually works, the amount of failures that you're going to experience are going to be huge. So you really need to get experience right away. And, you know, Rich, we were talking about, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, we were talking about, you know, the first satellite project really was not a complete failure. We ended up with Saran Wrap. But the problem with Saran Wrap
and plastic, and do you know that more things are overpackaged and there is more money in the actual packaging of something than the product itself? Welcome
yeah,
to Better Living of Chemistry, and why DuPont and Rockefeller are now the leading bankers in the world. That's how they did
it. And that's why you should not go to Starbucks, because just about every cup of coffee that leaves Starbucks leaves with trash that you will be throwing away. I'm here in the studio. I'm enjoying a cup of coffee while we're broadcasting, and I have been using the same mug for at least 8 years. At least. It says USA Preparers on it. It's a black coffee mug. It's my favorite coffee mug, and I've been using these coffee mugs for at least 8 years. So how does that compare to a couple cups of coffee every day, throwing out the cups in the trash just as soon as you've had an 8, 10, 12, or larger coffee? It's crazy. Crazy to me that we are so careless with the environment. And it's, you know, Saran Wrap starts out with, you know, with the first attempt at a reflective satellite launch, a reflective ball in the sky, and now as a result we've polluted the ocean. So if we never had that first reflective ball in the sky, we wouldn't have the pollution in the ocean, because we wouldn't have Saran Wrap and all of its derivatives.
Yeah, well, if you think America's bad in terms of the use of plastic, you ought to see what's happening over in Asia right now with the plastic washing in on the shores down in South America. It's unbelievable.
And it's not just plastic. These large cruise ships, they collect all the flushes from all the toilets on the cruise ships and the tankers and the ocean-going ships. And then there's the big flush, and into the ocean it goes. Robert in Kansas is going to be with us right after the bottom of the hour commercial break. Robert, please stay with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holds a conference call with U.S. troops serving overseas on this Christmas Eve. He held a video conference with members of the military at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, telling the troops that they make everything possible with their sacrifices.
The call led to questions from reporters, which of course focused on the impeachment process. President Trump with another slam of the Democrats.
They treated us very unfairly, and now they want fairness in the Senate. They ought to look back at the last year to see how they hurt this country. Fortunately, we have a president that was able to plow through all of the stuff that went on and goes on.
In Israel, officials say they expect a 10% increase in the number of tourists to be in the Holy Land for the Christmas holiday. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
It's gonna be sliding. Today, pop. Why should I have got your? Take my. When you go to the theater, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're broadcasting with Dr. Richard Allen Miller today, and we've been talking about the transductive and dielectric properties of plastic in combination with the salinity of the ocean's water as an electrolyte and how the wavelengths of the sun, when refracted through the salt water, causes plastics to resist decomposition. Robert in Kansas, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome.
And Dr. Miller, thank you for everything you do, putting out the information.
You bet.
You really help a lot of people. I want you to know that. I had a question kind of along the lines of what you guys were talking about. I figured you, my senior instructors, might be able to help me.
No, I'm not a senior instructor. Robert, I'm not a senior instructor. I'm just a plain old instructor. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is a senior instructor.
No, Vince, you're a senior, so you have to be, or I can't be an instructor. So you're a senior instructor.
Well, thank you for the promotion.
Yeah, you've been promoted. You know, Dr. Miller talks about the polymath thing, and I just want, you know, Vincent, you might not have a doctorate in something, but, you know, you've worked on so many things. You got to think of it in those terms. I mean, that's a type of intelligence, too. Doctor, you know, you would listen to him about physics, right? But, you know, you do a lot of different things, Vince, so you're definitely a senior instructor. You can't push away that responsibility now.
Well, I'll resist to the best of my ability, but I appreciate the kind words, Robert.
Yeah, no, you're actually right in there, Vincent, rapping along like the boy scientist.
You know, I was thinking today as we were going through some of the science that we've discovered and we've been talking about today, and I was thinking, so which one of our instructors will be the first to call, if any? Because, I mean, we really went into depth on a lot of things that people just frankly don't talk about. And I thought that Robert in Kansas would be calling, and sure enough, here he is.
So my first question, I have a couple things, but the question I have is pretty short. Why is moonlight cooler than moonshade?
It has to do with the phase of the moon and how close the moon is to the Earth. Actually, the moon itself is in the atmosphere of Earth. That's a brand new, it actually is. And so when it moves back and forth in, you know, solstices and equinoxes, shortest and longest days, that affects our atmosphere and the kind of temperature right out of the gate. It's a gravity thing. Before we even talk about how close it is and what it's doing to the fields, you know, the magnetic fields, like the tides of the ocean.
And it also has to
that's
do with
one of the reasons why also the old almanacs used to farm using when you planted your crop in daylight or in moonlight, because it made a difference in terms of how it would sprout and how it would grow. Now, that's hokey pokey, but it's not really. It actually had validation. And now, I'd like to even go further. It turns out that Prague, back in the 70s, when they did their so-called psychic discoveries behind the Iron Curtain, had a new development in astrology, which went from astrology to astronomy, and then it was called cosmobiology. We had biorhythms where there were five different rhythms that your body was, you know, tuned to, and sometimes you were in sync with yourself, and sometimes you weren't, because the cycles were different. And Yanov came up with the thing called the lunar sex cycle of the female, that where she's born sets an ovulation cycle in her body, that if she moves to a different part of the Earth, the ovulation cycle changes because of the phase of the moon. What I did, which was interesting, was the planet Neptune. And this was a Department of Interior project where they wanted to know, is it true that when Uranus and the Earth and the Sun were in a certain geometric alignment, there was a 3 sigma error coefficient on a major earthquake occurring on the Earth? And that was our first attempt to try to develop a accurate prediction system for earthquakes. And it turns out that what I did is a 360 computer at the UW, and I went and searched all the way back in history, and I validated that every time the Neptune was in a, not Neptune, Uranus, was in a, Uranus was in a specific geometric alignment with the Earth and the Sun, a major earthquake occurred. Now, that's impossible because we have no known laws on how the planet Uranus, as far away as it is, and as small as it is, as a mass, would have any effect at all on the Earth. And yet, there was a 3 sigma. That means 99.9975% probability that it would occur. And the Department of Interior was used that until now. We have a more accurate thing dealing with the sun and solar minimums, grand solar minimums, and these kinds of things that occur and how the sun affects the Earth. But back then, it was called cosmobiology. And believe me when I tell you this, the storms on Jupiter were related to the angst of humans on Earth being affected by the storms of Jupiter. That's a metaphor. And the thing is, that would suggest that space and planets are not what we think they are. They are constructs in our mind's eye to understand our universe. And that's why a lot of Aborigines and some of the older races actually have a sense that there are dream times or sleep states that have more content to reality than consciousness does. And that we right now are basically asleep.
I thought you were going to talk about the stochastic theory of circular movement of light particles and wavelengths, and the form that they take is kind of a spiraling tunneling effect. And by the way, that's the exact same mechanism that Elon Musk is using for his boring machines. He's using spiraling tunnel effect, which is known as the stochastic theory of circular movement of light particles and wavelengths. But he wasn't the first. You know, a lot of people think that he was the first guy to bore these tunnels, but he wasn't. In 1897 was the first subway in Boston. So they were tunneling well over 100 years ago. Robert?
There's tunnels that go from Scotland, all the way down to Turkey. And that was dug by Göbekli Tepe. Those underground things was a race of individuals before they were Scotland and Turkey that burrowed underground for survival systems because of what is about to happen to us.
So what happens if the grid goes down, Rick?
I'm going to say that if you have your water together, that's going to give you an additional 50% chance of survival, no matter what else is happening. The creepy part is, even California has nuclear power plants on top of major fault lines, and it's crazy that they don't have any way. You can't turn those off. Just turn them off. It takes like as much as a year to cool those things down. And you're not going to have that because of New York and Quebec and what those blackouts and the grid down situation implied. And that's where we are right now in technology, and isn't better living through chemistry. We're not in a very good situation.
When our friend Jerry Pollack talks about the fourth zone of water, he talks about that. And so how does that relate to emulsifying water with just a small amount of a petrochemical? We could call it gasoline. We could call it diesel fuel. We could call it motor oil. So if we emulsified a small amount of petrochemical with water in the fourth zone, will we be able to make a vehicle that will pollute very, very little as compared to gasoline or diesel today?
You know, water is the bottom line. And the first two things, 50% of the Earth will die from dehydration and exhaustion of trying to do too much in a situation where it needs to be done over a period of time with certain kinds of rest and things like that. Those are the two first primary killers of any kind of event, whether it's a pandemic, a grid down situation, earthquake, hurricane, whatever. They're all, and we're probably going to have them all. Nobody knows what's really going to happen. You know, you don't know. But what you can do is that you can try to be a little more. Do you know how many people depend on their cell phone today? How fragile that technology is in terms of a grid down situation, and all of a sudden everything stops, your computer. The purpose of having a book as opposed to an e-book for your knowledge base. You know, just even the day after tomorrow, it was the Gutenberg Bible and that thing that saves those guys' lives because they didn't burn it. You know, I mean, as a metaphor. You know, it's just, we have no idea. If you have water together for every 3 days' worth, for everyone in your household, animals, whatever, and have backup plan on replacing it the first day, you have already increased the likelihood of survival by a good 50% more than normal. You can't prep for anything. What you can do is try to be, what it's going to be about, you're going to need 10 feet of soil between you and some kind of event if you're in the northern hemisphere shortly. We know that the day after tomorrow must happen. It won't happen long, maybe 3 to 5 days, might be 2 weeks. That's a maximum. That the southern hemisphere, all the currents are gone. You know, the Gulf Streams, they're gone. Where did they go? Well, what that's doing is it's changing the saline or salts levels in the ocean. And that, it alone, says there's going to be a superstorm. JPL right now, today, is suggesting that by 2024, there will be parts of Canada that are no longer habitable. And that this coming winter may be the worst in recorded history. Look at our summers. I don't know what your summer's like. We have not actually, it's been balmy and mellow. It has not been hot at all. How does that work? I've never
we
seen
come back. We
all
come
the
back,
years I've
Robert.
Lived here.
When we come back, Robert, I'd love to hear your comments. I know our class would as well. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, Ben, thanks.
Okay. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com, and Robert in Kansas.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we've been talking about the Marissa Lundkens and the resulting columnar-type clouds that are piercing the ionosphere as a result of the chlorofluorocarbons. And while the Earth is continuing to heat up, even Europe is sweltering in the heat, and the resultant cause of the ionic residue is even attaching itself to circuit boards, microelectronic circuit boards, and you mentioned cell phones, Rick. And so what's happening is Apple Computer is now petitioning the U.S. government for an exemption of the 25% tariff, the import tariff, on their computer, the new computer, the new Mac, which has an MSRP of $6,000, because the ionic residue is so great that we're unable to make it in this country because of our air condition, the poor quality air. So that's just one more component. Robert in Kansas, your thoughts?
Well, Vincent, I called about the moon, but just to comment on the conversation, there's a hard collapse, right, where, you know, the power grid, something like that. There'll be a certain time period after that that's terrible. And it sounds really harsh, but people will eventually find food and water or they won't, and then things will regroup. And then what I worry about also, Vince, is an economic collapse where it's more of a, it's not a hard collapse, and then you're going to have an inflation-deflation problem, and that's what people are going to be facing here. So those are the things I worry about. But the moon landing is why I called, so if we can talk about that real quick, that'd be great.
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
Well, I was just curious about it because it seems really odd, some of the things that I've learned about the moon landing. And then I also think 50 years later, no military base, no mining resource extraction, no tourism, hotels, not even a camera, just a camera pointed back at us from the moon. And so I wonder what you guys thought about that and why we haven't been back and why they say they destroyed the technology that got us there and all these crazy things where it's just very, very odd.
I've got a quick comment, and then Rick. The reason we haven't been back is because we never got there in the first place. As a matter of fact, I have a telescope. I've been looking all over for that flag.
Stanley Kubrick actually came out and made a statement,
and said that he did the filming of the first staged moon landing, which we did not do when we said we did. And I think all of that was the first time the U.S. government started lying to the public, because we were in a space race with Sputnik and trying to be competitive and who could get there first with the best technology. And we could, there's no way you can go across the Van Allen belt without severe damage to gene pool in a human being. It may not kill you, but you're certainly not going to have children anymore. That's a fact. And I remember when I worked with Edgar Mitchell in the 71 program, when he did Around the Moon, and we did those EST studies, I remember that when they were going through, you know, just leaving atmosphere, there was real concern. I don't know how they did it. There's no shielding that we had at that time. That was in 71. So did he do it? Yeah, I was there. I watched it happen, and we did the measurements. But did Buzz Aldrin do his thing? I don't know. I know that he's a very important person politically. And there are physics involved here where, you know, our studies trying to send mice to Mars, nothing lives. We do not yet have any kind of shielding that allows us to be able to do that kind of thing. That's the end of the story. Now, you can punch a hole in the Van Allen belt and slip through there, possibly with light damage, etc. But beyond that, it's not possible. And if they say it is, well, good luck. I don't want to do that. And I actually was going to go to be in the astronaut program, and old man DuPont decided I was too important and had other plans for me. And that's where I am now, a grumpy old man, a starving artist.
And Rick, if you think about it, you'd have to punch another hole to make it back. But, you know, back then, back in the 1960s, just to prove that we did not go, in my mind, we were trying to develop a writing instrument so that we could take a piece of paper and jot down notes while we're on the moon. Well, we couldn't do it because the gravitational forces, we couldn't make a ballpoint pen that wouldn't leak. Okay. Right now, our ballpoint pens have a viscosity of the ink so that it won't run out the end of the ink tube, right? So it will, gravity will pull it down and it won't run out. So it's a great, great viscosity. But we couldn't figure out how to do that in a space capsule because the ink would run out of the ballpoint pen. We couldn't make a ballpoint pen that worked. Now, the Russians couldn't do it either. So they said, to heck with the whole thing. We're not going to spend millions of dollars trying to make a ballpoint pen that works in space. We'll just use pencils. And that's the truth.
That's the truth. The problem is there's exposure to gamma rays, high-speed energy particles. And that's...
Yeah. Imagine getting hit by a candy wrapper at 17,000 miles an hour. You know, we
got 5G or 5 gigahertz up there, not down on the ground like they want to do.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.